This is Confidence on the Go with your host, the pink-loving, unicorn-chasing, caffeine-fueled student of fitness and confidence, Trish Blackwell. This is a podcast community that celebrates life and pursues living a life worth telling a story about. You have uncommon potential within you, and you're in the right place to unleash it. Here's your host, Trish.
Hey guys, and welcome to Confidence on the Go. This is episode number 132. We're talking about, well, how not to change others. Originally, I was going to title it How to Change Others, but we're really talking today about why that's such a futile effort on our part. How we can get over trying to think that we can really change others. Like, now, I want to be clear in how I'm defining change. I think we try to force change on people and we expect change and we want certain innate characteristics about someone's personality to change. When I'm talking not about the type of change that's personal growth, like real change, the change that we are hoping to do as members of this community, as people who make a difference in this world, is to inspire others to change. Now, so we are in the business of change because you and I both know that the more you have invested in yourself, the more you have grown, the more you have changed, the more you change, the more your perspective grows and changes and just gets just whittled into this beautiful craft, this sort of like we're carving our own little wooden ship and it's sailing and we get to see the more we carve, the more our oceans are gonna get expanded to what we can see. So that's not the change I'm talking about. I'm talking about when we actually try to change people, because the best way for us to change people is to inspire them and to be examples and to pray for them and to just love them where they're at, period. And we got to know that we're not the ones who change them. God changes people, and people have the choice to change themselves. So in this week's podcast, we are talking about how to really change others. And the answer isn't what you might think it would be. And then also your perspective, this concept that your perspective is either your prison or your passport, and then how to use that perspective to travel and see the world in ways. Like we talked just a minute ago about your little wooden ship that you're carving through your own personal development and through the own honing of your perspective. Where's that ship setting sail? Because with this access of having a passport, so to speak, your perspective as your passport, you will have access to places you never imagined possible. And then finally, we're also going to be talking today about the Confident Mom podcast launch and giveaway. So if you don't know about that yet, let's just get that done now. Here's the thing. I'm really excited about, it's about 10 days ago now, we launched our second podcast. This podcast is called The Confident Mom Podcast. You can find it in iTunes. Now, here's the deal. We are doing a major giveaway. I'm doing a giveaway this entire month of October 2015. All you have to do is literally go type in Confident Mom Podcast into iTunes, into your little iTunes app or your podcast app on your iPhone. Hit subscribe, then hit write a review. You need to write a quick review. It could be a couple words for all I care. And write an honest review. If you think it's a 1-star show, give it 1 star. If you think it's a 5-star show, give it 5 stars. And at the end of your review, to be entered into the giveaway contest, all you need to do is put hashtag confident mom. Now, a couple people have asked me this. You do not need to be a mom to enter this contest. You also need to be a mom to listen to the show. I have dads listening to the show, and I also have moms to be listening to the show, or hopeful moms to be listening to the show. So please check it out. Here's why you want to do it. I'm giving away over $2,200 worth of prizes. Now, the main prize is full access to my Emerge program. One winner a week is getting a prize that's worth over $525. If after the 3 full weeks of doing the prizes, we have over 100 reviews in iTunes, I'm throwing in my favorite Beauty Counter Suite products plus the Emerge experience to the 4th and final winner. So winners are announced on Facebook. We had Ashley who won last week. Ashley, if you're listening, hit me up. You will need to check your Facebook to make sure, my Facebook to make sure it's your handle, but hit me up. You are the winner. And we're going to be announcing winners very shortly again this week. So I'm I'm loving it. I'm loving it. Thank you to everybody who's participating. And you guys, you still have two and a half weeks to participate. So go write that review today and get entered in a contest. And even if you've already done the Emerge experience, talk about getting your holiday shopping done early. You can certainly gift your prize to someone else. Speaking of my favorite products, this podcast is proudly brought to you by my new partner, Beauty Counter. Beauty Counter is the number one company who stands behind full transparency in every ingredient that we put in our products, our personal care products, our cosmetic products. It's the only company I really trust to put on myself, and that was safe for me and safe for my baby. So I am absolutely in love with Beauty Counter. You guys have heard this, you know it. If you haven't yet checked it out, we have some amazing holiday sets. Christmas shopping has started. Do it now. My goal is to have my Christmas shopping done in the next 3 weeks. And I'll tell you, Beauty Counter has helped because we have some amazing holiday sets. Just go to trishblackwell.com/beautycounter and you can see everything you need to see. They've got, I think we have 6 incredible holiday sets. I don't know a woman who wouldn't want them. So simple solution, go check those out. And now let's dive into the confident content. Okay, so this concept of change, like I wanted to open up with some quotes about what is change actually, and how do we make progress? And I started off with George Bernard Shaw's quote, "Progress is impossible without change. And those who cannot change their minds cannot change anything." Viktor E. Frankl said, "When we are no longer able to change a situation, we are challenged to change ourselves." Jim Rohn, "You must take personal change responsibility. You must take personal responsibility. You cannot change the circumstances, the seasons, the wind, but you can change yourself. That is something you have charge of." And Margaret Mead wrote, "Never believe that a few caring people can't change the world, for indeed that's all who ever have." So those are some powerful quotes. If you're driving or in the treadmill right now and you wanted to write those down, they're in your podcast notes, which you can access through the iTunes app, or just go to trishblackwell.com/132 for episode number 132. And I love those three quotes. And I chose the fourth quote, the Margaret Mead quote, to round out these thoughts as we dive into the content today. Because what she said, first off, we're going to this concept that, okay, so we can't change others. We can only change yourselves. Well, that can, if you are discouraged or you really want to help change someone for the better and help them improve their lives, or you're just, you want to fix them, it can be really, really discouraging and disheartening. And I wanted to round the quotes and these concepts as we start talking about them with the truth that never believe that a few caring people can't change the world. Okay, so just because we can't force change on others does not mean that we can't inspire change out of them. It doesn't mean that the small caring efforts that you make as a person, as a leader, as a confident member of your community and your society, as someone who's a be more, someone who believes in being more of who you're meant to be, do not fool yourself into thinking, do not be discouraged or disheartened to think that your small efforts, your small daily acts of habits, and your small daily interactions do not matter. They do matter, and they do make a difference. And as she said, never believe that a few caring people can't change the world, for indeed, that's all who ever have. Those are the ones, we are the ones who are changing the world. I want to say those, but you guys, it's us. We are doing it right now. But here's the thing, we can't change the world by forcing it on them. You can't force them to change. They must take, just like you and I have taken personal responsibility over our thoughts, our emotions, our outlook and perspective on life, so too must the people that we love, that we so desperately want to change. And you know, I've been thinking about this concept of change a lot recently. And as you heard, if you listened to the last few episodes, I just recently moved. We've been about 3 weeks in our new place here in Ashburn, Virginia. I've also been reading, I recently read a great book called Girl Meets Change. It's awesome. It was just so well-timed that I got it in my life the time that I was moving, and so well-written, such a beautiful story that we actually have the author coming on. I think it should be next week. So I'm having her on live. It's going to be awesome. So so I've read a whole book on change, and I've got an interview that's planned on change. And then, you know, Ellie actually is getting her passport. We are set up. Oh my goodness, I cannot believe it. We have a family trip. We like to take one international trip per year. Having a baby is a little bit more challenging to this. So Brandon and I are having to look at our dreams and our travels with a new changed perspective of, okay, now we need to include a 7-month-old baby into the mix. And so that's why we're actually going to Canada. We're going to Mont-Tremblant to have a wonderful snowboarding trip here in December. And we're taking Ellie. And we chose Canada not because we don't love Canada. We do. But we're not going somewhere farther away because this is our new changed style of traveling. We don't know what it's like to travel with a baby, let alone travel internationally with a baby. So lots of changes rolled into that. But then really the change that I think that maybe you're probably more interested in, and one that I wanted to talk a little bit about more today as well, is our efforts to change others. I cannot tell you how many relationships I've been in where I was trying to change the other person. I mean, one in particular, it was probably my longest relationship, one of my most significant ones. And I stayed in that relationship, even though it was abusive and toxic, because my heart ached for the person. I knew he was broken. I knew the abuse that he gave to me was just a generational pass down from the things that were done to him. I knew he had drug issues because of this, that, and the other. I knew I justified and excused the wrong things that were done to me because I loved him and because I thought, well, I can change him. I can wait this out. I'm gonna be the person to show him that he doesn't have to be depressed, that I'm gonna fix his depression. I'm gonna fix his mindset. I'm gonna love him no matter what he does to me, no matter how terribly he treats me. I'm gonna show him what real love is. And here's the reason I'm sharing that is that I had to eventually step back once I kind of got out of that some of the toxicity of the abuse and he really did a number on me, on my confidence and my self-worth. But once I stepped away from that and realized that my excuses and my reasoning to stay in the relationship and to work on it was really less out of love for him and more from a point of pride, I think, on me to say, I can change him. I'm going to show him how much better his life can be. And it's, I wanted to do it because I, out of a loving place, I thought, and I think it is, but where I was wrong is that if he wasn't ready to change on his own, there's nothing I can do to ever change him. The same goes for someone who's trying to lose weight. And I see this time and time again in relationships that are close to me, but then also in relationships with some of my clients who have family members who have walked through this, where let's just say, for example, a wife and a husband and a wife want to get healthy, and the wife gets really healthy and has some just great weight loss success and just feels on top of the world. The husband is kind of dragging his feet, not enjoying as much. He's stressed out. He's not getting enough sleep. He's still picking up fast food. But he's, you know, he says he plays his wife lip service to say, yeah, I'd like to lose 50 pounds. It's affecting my energy levels, my health, our personal relationship, our sex life. I feel like crap. But the thing is unless, doesn't matter what I as a trainer do, it doesn't matter what that wife as a motivator does. You cannot force that husband, I could be a wife, this is just a made up example, to do it and lose weight unless he wants to. Unless someone really wants to change, y'all, they're not going to change. And I have wasted, oh my goodness, so much emotional effort. And there's someone close to my life that desperately needs to lose weight, and they say they want to lose weight, and I want to help them. But I can't unless they really they stop saying they want to and they actually start wanting to. So you got to ask yourself people's motivations. Do they really want to change? You know, and I have other examples of interpersonal relationships of some people whom I love dearly. Oh my gosh, there are some people in my life, y'all. If I could just give them joy, like if I could do anything, I would trade everything in my life just to give these loved ones in my life, people who I've deep caring feelings for joy. When they struggle with a scarcity mindset, and they're always fearful, and they're living from thing to thing. And I mean, to be honest, I just want to say, listen to my podcast, but they won't even do that. You know, so if they're unwilling to just even change their perspective, and I have so much joy and love and hope and peace and abundance to share with them and show them that, like, you don't have to live anxious all the time. You don't have to keep tearing yourself down. You don't have to always worry about money. You don't have to always, whatever drives me, not, I don't want to say drives me crazy, whatever my heart aches over for that person. I've tried so often to try to fix it for them or say, hey, why don't you shift it like this, and until they're ready to change their own perspective. Nothing about my perspective can change theirs. Now, what my perspective can do is set an example. It can encourage them. It can love on them. It can inspire them. But it can't change them. And they can only change when they are ready to change. So that leads us to the question, how can we actually change others? Well, I mean, the crappy thing is that we can't, but can. And they can change their perspective when they are ready. So never give up. As Margaret Mead said, the little things that you do, the caring acts and caring people have changed the world. And indeed, I believe that you and I are changing the world. But I want to encourage you today to let go. Let yourself have permission to let go of some of those people for whom you're so burdened for. You're so desperate to change. Maybe it's a child who has your errant behavior and is out drinking, and you just say, don't ever touch alcohol again, whatever, but you don't have that will, that free will, that choice over them. That's their choice. And so while we can't make their choices for them, and we can't think their thoughts for them, because that is the greatest waste of energy and effort to do that, I do believe that we can inspire them. We can set the example, and we can love them through the choices that they make. We've got to stop thinking that we're in control of everything. Because guess what? The only thing that we're in control of is our thoughts, our minds. We can't even control our circumstances. We can't control how others react to us. We can control our perspective. Now, I heard a great, great quote this week from Pastor Stephen Furtick. And he said, your perspective is your prison or your passport. Now, interesting for me, since I've been thinking about passports, actually in the process of sending Ellie's passport off, it's a lot of work to get a passport, by the way. You have to set an appointment. Both parents have to show up. It's like a lot of steps, but it's worth it, because once you have a passport, you have access to the world. And I really like that. This idea that our perspective or our thoughts, our choices, our mental choices, our thoughts, our perspective either sets us up to be a prison, to keep us from living, to keep us from getting to really experience the world, or a passport means giving us full access to anything. And so here's the thing, what we can change about others is our perspective. We can change our perspective about them. We can change the fact that we want to keep changing them. We can instead just start to love them for where they're at. And we can change the fact that our interactions can change. We don't have to be so reactive. We don't have to be so desperate. What we do have to be is we have to change our responses. We have to change our intentions. And we have to change our example for them and for ourselves. We can be an influence for the people that we want to change by just being ourselves, being the best version of ourselves, being kind, being gentle, being good-natured, being loving, being generous, being understanding, having boundaries, giving them resources. And really, another way that I love about speaking to change in others, again, not changing them, but speaking to their change, is what would happen if we treated people as if they were already at their potential, rather than if we spoke to their potential rather than to their shortcomings. And an example of this is for the weight loss client. For the weight loss client who already sees themselves as 25 pounds less than they are, they're going to have better success. They're actually going to get there. for the in the relationship of someone who you see they've got so much personal growth that they're working towards? Well, what would happen if you spoke to their potential? And for me, for example, I speak to what I see in Brandon, his great leadership capabilities, his intelligence, his writing is, y'all, his writing blows me out of the water. But he doesn't write enough. But I speak to his talent because I need him to know and have confidence in that, rather than criticize his shortcomings. And you think about the great mentors in your life and the great coaches. Think about that. Probably most of them have spoken to your potential rather than highlighting or noticing your shortcomings. And so I want to challenge you, if you really want to change others, there's, I think, some basic ways to do it. Speak to their potential, build them up, encourage them, give them resources. Love on them. Love is always the answer. Love, love, love. Sometimes you have to change your expectations of them. I've learned, and this was a hard lesson for me to learn recently. If there's someone close in my life who doesn't respond emotionally how I want them to, they're, let's just say, not emotionally available. But I want them to be. I want them to celebrate pictures of Ellie. I want them to be giddy and excited. That's just not who that person is. Person is very left brain, very practical, very just, you know, black and white, not very emotive. So if I expect big emotional reactions from this person who that simply isn't in their nature right now, then I'm setting myself up for disappointment. So I need to expect the reality of what someone can actually give me and not expect something that someone doesn't have. So changing sometimes our expectations and noticing that sometimes we just have to love the person for where they're at, and that's it. But then also finally pray for those people. If you want to make change, stop thinking that you can change them. Let the person who can actually change them. And so let's go into this like idea. I wanted to unwrap this idea of passports. So like, because we're talking about true change for ourselves and change for how we can change, quote unquote, change others, comes from perspective change. And this, the concept of passports is like, you know, passports open the doors of the world to us. They give us this freedom. And you know what, without the freedom of a passport, we can encounter hurdles and restrictions. I mean, there are borders that you cannot pass. You cannot get out of your own country without a passport. You know, and the interesting passports that I was talking to you about, the application process, it's extensive. But, and because of that, there's great value in a passport. They require safeguarding. We keep our passport safe. We keep ours locked up in our safe at all times. And you know, most everyone knows that when traveling internationally, your passport is your most sacred belonging. It's the one thing that you don't want anyone to steal. And often it's the most often sought out thing to be stolen because passports are valuable. They can get you places. They open doors. And this concept is so transformative. If you think about who you are, where you are right now, and where you want to go. I am essentially telling you right now, I'm giving you a free trip around the world. If you tune in your perspective in such a way that it becomes your passport. I was thinking about this just the other day. If I were to rewind my life 7 years, 8 years, shoot, even 5, before I really started proactively working on my perspective and taking ownership and responsibility for my thoughts, and you told me that the world would be available to me in the way, and my joy would be overflowing in the way that it is now, you essentially would have been promising me a trip around the world for free. And I wouldn't have believed you. But here's the thing, it really is your passport to everything. You change your perspective and the potential that you have within you, your possibility of potential and living that potential up to your full purpose to make a difference in this world, that's your vehicle. Your perspective is the passport that takes you to your potential. And it's a beautiful journey if you allow it to be. Now, on the flip side, what I lived for, well, up until 8 years ago, approximately, was that my passport was my prison. That's why I was so drawn into this quote from Furtick that there's a shift. It's, are you going to use your perspective, your thoughts, to change you for the better? To take you a passport, give you full access to the world, full access to your potential, full access to whatever change it is you're going to make in the world by making a positive impact? Or is it your prison? Is it going to keep you small? Is it going to keep you in your basement? Is it going to keep you without access to anything or anyone? When I thought about this idea with prisons, you're not moving around. You don't get to move. You've got this little cell space, and that's where you stay. You wonder why we stay sometimes stagnant in points of our life. Well, I think it's because our perspective have created prisons for ourselves. I've always thought of myself as in my previous days of not being aware of my thoughts, I always felt chained. I always felt like half speed, like I was living a half life. I was half joyful. I was half confident. I was half happy. And really, when I thought about it in a prison perspective, that's what it was. I was stuck in prison. My thoughts created a prison around my mind. Now, just on a side note, that's what I go into in my breakout program. You guys have probably heard me talk about it. It's a 30-day program that literally I work one-on-one with you to help you break free from the self-imposed, self-created mental prison that you've created for yourself, because that's what I had to learn how to do for myself. And that's why I think I'm so drawn in by this passport or prison analogy. But, you know, in prison, our life is filled with restrictions and limitations. Others dictate our comings and goings, our opinions, our choices, our attitudes. And in prison, you become a slave to the demands around you. You are a prisoner. You are not free. You don't have access to your potential. But here's the thing. I would love to work with you for 30 days and show you step by step how to really break. First, how to identify your prison. What is it that's keeping you in there? What's keeping you half happy, half lived, half, you know, pursuing a million things, but then feeling stuck? Like, I would be overjoyed to get to walk you through that, because it's one of my absolute favorite parts of my business. Because it's 100% money back guarantee. It's a life changing program, period. And you can check it out at trishblackwell.com/breakout. But I'm not here to sell you on breakout. I mean, go for it. I'd love to do it with you. It's a great program. It will change your life. I'm not here to sell it to you. I'm here to tell you that you can break free. And it starts by seeing your prison, seeing the thoughts, seeing the perspectives that have created the prison that is holding you back in life. And then realizing, okay, you want this change in your life. So now it's time to make the change. And the change happens in your mind. It's time to take personal responsibility for your thoughts. Personal responsibility, not responsibility for other people around you. Not pointing the finger, well, I'm here because of so-and-so. Stop. There's no blame game here. We take all extenuating circumstances out of the equation. And this is about you. This is now, I'm sure there are 80 influencers that are affecting why you are the way you are, why your thoughts are this, or why you're stressed out and why you're anxious. But I'm not as interested in those things. I'm interested in your reaction to your circumstances. As Jim Rohn said, that we can't change the seasons, we can't change the circumstances, we can, however, change ourselves. And if you want real change, if you want change in others, if you want to inspire change in others, you've got to inspire change in yourself first. You can't give away what you don't yet have. So let's inspire change in ourselves and change your perspective. If you want to get out of the prison, change your perspective. And if you're not sure how to do that, come do breakout with me. If that's not the right fit for you, go and listen to the past 131 podcast episodes that I've done, because they're all about changing your perspective. But today I want to devote a whole topic to this concept of just how important our perspective is. And you guys, what's so cool about shifting your perspective is that, yes, is it going to take time? Just like anything, creating a new habit takes time. Particularly, maybe we've been set up to think in a certain way for 10 years, 20 years, 3 decades. It's going to take time to overwrite those messages, to create these new ones. But the minute you decide to change your perspective is the minute you first get to open the door of that prison. the next time that you engage your perspective and you choose to see with the right eyes, to choose the right thoughts, choose to love yourself even though you're a little uncomfortable in the skin you're in, choose to see that the world is worth celebrating, that there's so much to be grateful for today about your body, about your life, about your finances, about your circumstances, that then you're stepping out of that prison, okay? And I'm telling y'all, in our minds, in our perspective, in our thoughts, we hold within us a passport to the world, a passport to infinite and limitless possibilities. And I want you to think about that passport, those thoughts, your perspective being as freaking powerful and valuable as an actual passport. They're way more than that. I mean, our mental passports trump this, like, you know, physical passport. But we got to safeguard them in the same way. I want you to protect your passport. I want you to honor it, to take care of it, have a special spot, be attentive, to always know where it is. I have to always, especially when you're traveling, if you're on the move, if you're living life, you need to know where your passport is. If I lose my passport in Canada when we go, we can't get back. I mean, we can. You got to go to the U.S. consulate and you got to, you know, it's a big pain in the butt. But with your mental passport, the same thing. You need to always know where it's at. So where is your perspective today? Where are your thoughts today? I'm a huge believer in realigning your thoughts each and every day. It's like brushing your teeth. It's not even just a once a day thing. It's a multiple times a day. But just like a passport, you need to know where your thoughts are and where your perspective is. Because that is, our mind is what takes us to the greatest heights. Our mind is what helps us have the free will to choose to pursue good things and to do good things in the world around us. Indeed, we are the ones who are changing the world, and you have the passport in your mind to do so. And I jotted down 13 ways for you to really change your perspective, because I said, yeah, of course, now go back and listen to every podcast episode. There's tons of content, blah, blah, blah. Let me give you 13 very simple ways. These are concepts I've repeated, but I needed repetition on myself as well. So here they are, 13 fastest ways to change your perspective. Number one, be consistent to a gratitude journal. I mean, every single day. This is a habit I will not sacrifice. I adore it. It changes me. It does something in my, like, seriously, in my mental chemistry each and every day. And I write down 10 to 15 things. And I will, you know what? This morning, my journal included things like waking up before everyone else, pink pens, a new church we found, the wonderful preaching that we got. I think I was grateful for certain people in my life, certain relationships, certain opportunities. So some of my gratitude journal, what gets written down is really deep. And some of the things are, I'm really grateful for pink pens that I didn't know I had that just appeared on my desk. Be grateful for everything and give thanksgiving. There's nothing too small to celebrate in life. The second thing, fight the urge to be a martyr. I think we so want to buy into being just, we're doing it all, we're being it all, and we don't have time. We don't have time to think about our thoughts. Well, then you don't have time to really live life to the fullest. And it's easy to buy into the martyrdom syndrome. Just don't do it. If you're too busy to change your perspective, then you're too busy to really have a great life. And that stinks. I'm telling you, there's a better way to live. The third way to really change your perspective is to stop comparing yourself to others. We know this. The fourth way, look to celebrate the small details of life. Ah, pink pens, the smell of coffee. Number five, slow down and focus on being rather than doing. We're human beings. We're not human doings. This is a struggle for me personally because I'm a kind of like a, you know, I'm an achiever-based person. I love having a full schedule and accomplishing a ton of things in a day. But I'm learning that true joy and true peace and true abundance and true, like, purpose is really achieved from the quiet moments, the moments of not doing anything. My creativity, my spark comes from when I'm not always doing. I'm focusing myself on being more of a human being than a human doing. Number six, learn this from my grandma. Always find something nice to say. Always. Fastest way to change your perspective. Even if the situation stinks, if the traffic, like if you live in Virginia and you're sitting on 95 and it looks like you're not going to move for a couple hours, find something nice to say about 95. Find something nice to say about the cars around you. You can have a crappy circumstance, but there are things that are nice to say about it. And train your mind to start doing that. Number seven, garden your thoughts with more consciousness. And I want you to garden your thoughts in as if they were weeds. Like when a weed of negativity, when a weed of a prison mentality comes out, a limited or negative or toxic thought or old way of thinking, pull it out. Weed your thoughts with consciousness on a daily basis. Number eight, get involved in volunteering or helping others. Number nine, be intentionally generous. And I mean generous with your time, with your money, and with your emotions. Number 10, I want you to really consider yourself as a reflector of God's love. So you are this little, like a reflector, like a light of God's love that can bounce off onto other people. So if you want to change your perspective and you just want to say, okay, my goal today is just to love others. That's my mission. Then it's going to be pretty easy to have the perspective that you are seeking. Number 11, remember that the world doesn't have to be fair and that people don't have to be nice, but you do. You do. You're a reflector of God's love. We have the opportunity to change others by loving them and to change the world by loving the world. And so while it might not be done to you, do unto others as you would like to have them be done, have done unto you. It's that golden rule. Number 12, appreciate the mundanity of your life. Share your appreciation out loud and journal about it. I mean, the little things, your daily schedule, Mondays, Tuesdays, there's something so beautiful about every day of the week, about getting the groceries, I'm going to tell you what, I really do not enjoy putting Ellie in the car seat in the car. Oh, it takes a couple minutes and she's always wiggling, but it's mundane. But it's also beautiful because I noticed that I wasn't enjoying it and I was kind of dreading it. I've been more intentional to say, how can I celebrate this? I saw something happen in my perspective and I didn't like that shift. So anytime you see your mind going, oh, I don't really feel like doing this. Oh, I don't like this. Change your perspective. Celebrate what you like about that. Celebrate the interaction, the opportunity you have in that moment from a different perspective. If you appreciate those mundane things in your life, your perspective is always going to be that of a passport, not one of a prison. And then finally, the 13th one, resist the false idea or the temptation that you can change others. Instead, love that person for who they are and for where they are at and acknowledge that they are responsible for their own perspective and approach to life. No matter what you do, you can't change them. Only God can change people. So those are your 13 fastest ways to change your perspective. I hope those were helpful. We're going to close out with a listener of the episode today. Listener of the episode is from Jade. I think her last name is Giacopo. Cool last name. I'm probably not pronouncing it correctly, but here's what she said. And for those of you who don't know, I have a bunch of apps that are available if you're interested in training for a half marathon or 5K, 10K, or even a full marathon. They're like $2, but they're training programs with coaching videos from me. You can get them. I'm sorry, it's Apple only. I've had a lot of Android requests. I just don't know the Android platform well enough to be able to create products and programs for them, but if you're an Apple user, you're in luck. Here, Jade was one of my app users, and here's what she said. She said, "Hey, Trish, I did it. I completed my first half marathon this morning. I've been training for months using your half marathon app. I still can't believe I did it. Throughout the 13 miles, whenever I saw another hill and began to doubt my legs could keep going, I began going through a list of positive affirmations, many of which were in your Emerge program. I would remind myself of how much further I have, but of how far I've come. When I began to slow my pace and someone ran past me, I reminded myself that this was a race against myself. This was a challenge against myself. My husband and I also committed to fundraise for the Boston Children's Hospital. We raised over $2,000. At the beginning of 2015, I made a list of things I wanted to accomplish this year, one being a complete half marathon. I'm soaring right now, and I want to send you my love and appreciation for everything you do, your message, your work, and your encouragement. I literally can't believe that I finished. Much love, Jade. And Jade, I wanna commend and applaud you for a couple of things. One, crossing the finish line of your first half marathon to me is one of the most transformative experiences ever, because it takes you to a body, a place where your body does something that you never thought possible. When you realize what happens, really, I think between miles 10 and 13 out there on a run, magic happens. You realize not only is your body physically capable of way more than you ever gave it credit for, but that your mind is fiercely strong and does crazy things when truly challenged and pushed to the max. So that is awesome. Thank you for using my app. Thank you for sharing your results with me. And then I also love that you used the positive affirmations that you got from your Emerge experience to fight to have the right mindset while you ran, and that you were tempted. So you have the perfect example of how, look, we're going to be tempted to compare ourselves to others, especially we're on others' journey of life. You're in the journey of this race. Someone ran by you and you were tempted to go, oh man, I want to compare myself to her. But then you said, no, Jade, this is your race. And so you stuck to it. I love that example that's going to happen. But it's, what do we do with that initial thought? How do we redirect those initial thoughts to choose the perspective that we really want to have in life? And then finally, you all raised money, almost $2,000 for the Children's Hospital. That's just a beautiful story. What a beautiful journey. And also, guys, a beautiful reminder that the end of the year is coming up. We have 2.5 months? I just rewrote my goals for the rest of the year. I would challenge you today. What are your goals before 2016? What are you going to do in the last 2.5 months of 2015? This time's not wasted. Use this time. Share your goals. Tell me your goals. I'd love, send me an email and tell me what you're going to accomplish by the end of this year. It's trish@trishblackwell.com. We have 2.5 months. Let's make the most of it, and let's be people who make a difference in the world with the amount of love that we give and love that we care, because it's indeed the people who change the world are the people like you and me. We're the be-mores. We do more every day. We invest in ourselves mentally, physically, and spiritually to become the best versions of ourselves, because that's what the world deserves. Not a half version of you and me, but a full version that loves. And you guys, I just have one quick announcement before we close the show out today. A big milestone for me, a huge celebration, a giant answer to prayer. This just a really cool step in my journey is that I, this past weekend, I had my, well, it was a national debut on a nationally syndicated radio show, Keep the Faith Radio. So I'm now a big fan of Keep the Faith Radio. I have been before. It is available everywhere, and I'm going to link to it in the show notes for you to check it out. But it's definitely worth your listen. It's in every state. It's in every area. I guarantee there's a station that you can listen to it, but you'll be hearing little motivating snippets from me on the air. So check it out. It's Keep the Faith Radio, and they are the home of contagious encouragement. And I don't know about you, but that sounds like a place that I want to spend time, a place of contagious encouragement. So I'm really excited about that. That's just an awesome way for me to get to hopefully contagiously encourage people all around the country. So thank you for celebrating that with me. Thank you for celebrating the Confident Mom podcast. And please continue, guys. Do not miss out on this giveaway. I'm telling you, the sooner you enter, the better chance you have of winning. So that's something, a little heads up. But guys, that's it. Let's go change our perspective. Have that mental passport is your most valuable asset. Let your passport take you to places you never imagined possible. You go out there today. Go be more of who you are. Be you. Be free.
Thanks for listening. You can get more resources and coaching from Trish at www.trishblackwell.com. And if you love the show, please post a review in iTunes so that more people can join in on this community of confidence. Now, go conquer your day with confidence.